Aloha tribe, this is VSP, Virgil Sim Podcast, and hello, aloha, and good morning. Alright, so let's go ahead and begin by closing your eyes or allowing your eyelids heavy. Take a slow breath in through your nose. That resembles rebirth, growth, expansion, destruction, all empowering. Wrap your roots, wrap your cords, wrap around, feel the energy of the phoenix, and then begin to draw the energy up from the core of the earth, up, up, up through your toes, your heels, up through your energy centers, through your chakras. Starting at the roots, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. To your sacral, I am creative, I am creative, I am creative. Up your solar plexus, I am powerful, I am powerful, I am powerful. Up to your heart, I am love, I am love, I am love. Drawing that energy now into your throats. I am my voice. I am my voice. I am my voice. Drawing into your third eye. I am. I see. I am. Draw it up to your crown. I am all knowing. I am within. I am. Another slow breath into your nose. Open mouth, exhale, release, release, release. Beautiful. Alright, so I will be coming on every day to give a collective reading and share whatever comes up. So, this card deck that is being called is from Diana Cooper, and it's the Archangel Animal Oracle Cards. Message that comes today is the wrap. Be true to yourself, and the universe will reward you. The archangels that are supporting the rats are Archangels Gabriel and Archangel Zadkiel. Right away, the rats. We are in the year of the rats. I am actually the year of the rat as well. So, that's always exciting. But right away, we'll look at this card. So, right in the middle, there is this swirling blue vortex. Right at the core of the rat. And I'm seeing it at the heart and the solar plexus. This vortex is emanating through. So that's the color blue. To me, blue is calming, relaxing. That's also the throat chakra, communication. So coming back to that, being true to yourself and the universe will reward you. Allowing yourself to be seen through your own eyes. Be true to you. And above the third eye of the rats is a yellow. So power. Solar plexus. So for me, I'm seeing through the unseen eye is where the power resides. So that communication from our heart and that power through our eyes, we can begin to realize and come into this space of being true to ourselves. And around the rats is yellows, oranges, reds, blues, and indigos. So being true to yourself, to me, in this card I'm reading is the power from within and outside. That power that comes from the outside emanates through creativity, through security, through communication, and just essentially realizing all is one. So let's go ahead and take another collective breath in through our nose. And an open mouth exhale. Rats are highly evolved and intelligent creatures with big hearts. And they originate on the planet Neptune. They offer to undertake a sacred mission on Earth to consume sewage and garbage here, as well as the psychic rubbish around it. This worked well until humans created so much waste and negativity that rats could no longer transmute it all. Although more rodents arrived to help, they were all in overload and developed disease. Humans started to persecute them. Now rats live in fear, so they can no longer transform and purify our debris into love. Recently, new elements have arrived from another universe to help consume and clear waste on land and in the water. But it's time for humans to take responsibility for the rubbish we leave, both physical and emotional. Well-cared for pet rats are very clever and much loved. They are holding the true vision of rats' noble mission. The rat is simply here to remind us that when we are acting with the best and noblest intentions, we still may be understood. In extreme cases, we may even be persecuted. There will always be those who want to put out the light of others. Our guidance is to let no one diminish who we are. Instead, remain true to our pure purpose and hold our vision like a bright flame. So it is time to do our best at all times and only take on that which we can handle. Take the time to check internally that we are taking responsibility for our actions. Then relax and know that our life mission will eventually be recognized and we will receive our just reward. Well then, right away I can speak on this on many levels. How do I even put this? Be true to yourself and the universe will reward. This week has been kind of intense for me. I mean, I've been traveling all around the world. I've created or co-created, cultivated many friendships and relationships, and then also released some relationships. And I currently float between Las Vegas and Nevada and San Diego, California. And currently am building up community and building up this sense of tribe and deeper awareness and understanding. And it's a roller coaster. It's phenomenal, yet it's strange. Knowing that our words are spells, it's It's been very interesting. So I lived in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm from San Jose, California, and lived in Las Vegas for roughly around 12 years. And I moved to San Diego for 5 years. And then I, quote unquote, went on this hero's journey to come back to Vegas. And at that time, I realized that we all live on this sacred land, and a roof doesn't dictate where we live. And so that has been a swirling upheaval, perhaps, maybe, of understanding this nomadic lifestyle that I've cultivated for myself. And so being here in Las Vegas this week, coming back from Costa Rica, co-leading my first retreat with Stephen Land, it's been a time of reflection and almost a zombie feeling of giving up. Perhaps I've put a lot on my plate. Perhaps I'm losing clarity or vision of where I'm going. Who's to know, right? Through all these practices and teachings I am going through on a daily basis, as every day is a school day, as I constantly joke around with my friend Nathan, every day is a school day, Queen. Wholeheartedly and truthfully. As much as I love to share and be in that space of love, light, and magic, it's that swirling energy for me right now of, what am I doing? What do you really want, Virgil? And very fitting of the card that's being drawn today, of being true to yourself. And it's so simple, right? How we can just come back to being ourself. Yet, when I am so focused on the outside, the inner gets lost. So I come to this point of, what do you want, Virgil? Very interesting. Yet phenomenal to be able to experience life in this day and age. So I step into that energy in that area. And I ask you, what does being true to yourself look like? And as always, we can only speak for ourselves. But why that is so beautiful is the more we can speak that out, the more ourself can be seen. Being able to share this with you right now, I'm allowing myself to be heard. So thank you. And life is phenomenal. It genuinely, beautifully is phenomenal. It's how we can come back into balance. As I was saying this week, I was feeling very zombie-esque and at a loss of clarity. Yet, I have so much going for me. At the end of the day, though, does that really matter? When we have this concept and this principle of law of attraction and realizing we already have everything that we may want and need. And to be able to manifest is to have these emotions to come forth. And I was going in this energy of knowing that everything is energy, of consumerism. It really bogged and bothered me. Yet, that's also a trigger, right? Having that awareness of why that is showing up for self. And so for me, I just feel in this day and age, why are we so focused on selling this, selling that. It just, the list goes on. Anywhere we're going, if we're in line at the DMV, if we're at the grocery store, if we're in traffic, if we're headed to some destination, there's something being sold. I don't understand. Yet, what we did back in the day was barter and be able to step into our uniqueness and being able to share from that space and really cultivate what a true tribe is and how each person will show up in their craft. Yet, we have this energy of money and selling the next best thing and putting each other on a pedestal on, this is why you need to come to me. This is why you need to come see this person. This is why you need to try out this diet. This is why you need to go to this gym. It boggles my mind. And again, coming back to that balance and understanding that this is our realm, or perhaps this is my reality, right? And that whole philosophy is that everything we put out is simply just a reflection of self. So I reflect on that. Is that to me a sense of worth for money? Who's to say? But I am here to share these readings and to share my experiences and to share what I've gone through and to share what's helped me. And we're all still navigating through life. And I realized for me when I went to Kirtan last night, this beautiful, 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 beautiful community in Las Vegas, Nevada, does it ever bring me such peace to go to Kirtan and to sing devotional chants and knowing that each has a beautiful understanding and meaning and story, but to be able to take in that essence, as my friend Joey, who leads these Kirtans in Las Vegas, BT Dubs, every Wednesday nights from 7 to 9, just pure magic. You're essentially chanting the energy of the universe, the energy of God, whoever you call. You're drawing that energy into your body. And my offering last night was Om Namo, Gurudev Namo. And my friend pointed out, Svetlana, as she said, when you started to get into your flow, I started tearing up. And it's when we step into that space of vulnerability to show up for yourself. Again, we give that permission to all those around us. And for me, it was so beautiful to be able to share that. Share that mantra, and not only for myself, but as a community, and to allow our voice to be heard. And I always say this all the time, it's not necessarily our friends or family, it's really ourself to be heard. Again, me sharing this all with you right now is allowing myself to be heard. So I highly encourage all of you who are listening to this right now to start sharing your story on Anchor. Start sharing. The more you can allow yourself to be heard, the more you are allowing yourself to be seen. And it's just a beautiful awakening and an understanding as I'm sharing this with you, each and every one of you right now. It's such an honor and a blessing to be able to speak my truth and share my story with all of you. And again, that's what I feel has been so profound, is being able to just share our story, share our experiences, share, because at the end of the day, everything is just an opinion and everything is just energy. So the more we can share, the more we can realize we're all one. The plants, the animals, every being on this planet, we're all projections of one another. So interesting how this reality I am in. And clearly all of you that are listening, this reality that I'm living in. It's beautiful and it's interesting. So, let's recap. The message again from this beautiful deck from Diana Cooper. This is the Archangel Animal Oracle cards. Be true to yourself, and the universe will reward you. Archangels Gabriel and Zadkiel. Rats are highly evolved and intelligent creatures with big hearts, and they originate on the planet Neptune. They offer to undertake a sacred mission on Earth to consume sewage and garbage here, as well as the psychic rubbish around it. This worked well until humans created so much waste and negativity that rats could no longer transmute it all. Although more rodents arrived to help, they were all in overload and developed disease. Humans started to persecute them. Now rats live in fear, so they can no longer transform and purify our debris into love. Recently, new elementals have arrived from another universe to help consume and clear waste on land and in the water. But it's time for humans to take responsibility for the rubbish we leave, both physical and emotional. Well-cared-for pet rats are very clever and much loved. They are holding the true vision of rats' noble mission. The rats are here to remind us that when we are acting with the best and noblest intentions, we may still be misunderstood. And in extreme cases, we may even be persecuted. There will always be those who want to put out the light of others. Our guidance is to let no one diminish who we are. Instead, remain true to our pure purpose and hold our vision like a bright flame. It is in our best interest to do best at all times and only take on that which we can handle. And check internally that we are taking responsibility for our actions. And then relax and know that our life mission will eventually be recognized and we will receive that award, that reward. So my friends, the message of the rat. be true to ourselves, and the universe will provide. Yes, 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 yes. For me, that is an everyday mantra. Hear this word that's being thrown around. Be your authentic self. Be your authentic self. And for me, that's going inward and slowing down and taking on so much I can handle. Realizing I'm only one person. Even though in the grand scheme I want to be everywhere in this hummingbird and this nomadic lifestyle, I have to remember to slow down. I have to remember to breathe. I have to remember to give myself love, kindness, patience. I have to remember to move. For me, movement brings me so much joy. Knowing that when I do yoga, when I do dance, I am free. So it's that ritual, that ceremony, that freedom, being able to realize what brings us joy and to do just that. And for me to remember that I'm not here to please everyone. I'm not here to fix anyone. I am here to enjoy my journey. I am here to share my journey. I'm here to have fun. Have so much fun. And being able to travel the world and see so many perspectives and walks of life and just be immersed in the beautiful, loving energy of Pachamama, the sacred land we live on. Gratitude, 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 Pachamama, for always providing all the nutrients to allow us to allow me to be able to be here right now to share all. So, my loves, my beautiful friends, my family, I am so grateful for you. I honor you. I love you. I see you. I appreciate you. I am you. This is just the beginning. And it's so exciting to be able to share that all with you. So the rat. Always be true to yourself, and the universe will reward you. And me being here right now is a reward. All right, tribe, I look forward to our reading tomorrow, and I hope this brought you some lights, some love, some compassion, some patience, some direction, some insight, or however that shows up for you. But I am grateful for you, and I love you, and thank you for having an open heart and an open mind. Mahalo, pura vida.